Welcome to another incredible episode of Coffee with Source. Fertility, infertility, this is a topic that affects so many women and families all over the world. Whether it's the inability to conceive naturally, whether it's having survived through multiple miscarriages, whatever your unique situation and scenario is, I'd love to share the story of my guest today, Ashley Holmes. She struggled with fertility issues for a long time. She'll share the details of her story, her journey, and the emotional toll it took on her and her husband. She also shares how when she got curious about what else was possible, dug deep into meditation and yoga, she realized that what was causing her issue with fertility was energetic disalignment. Thank you for being here. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Coffee with Source. And today my special guest, Ashley, is going to chat with us about her issues with fertility, what she discovered, how she healed, and now how she helps other women from all over the world really realign with themselves, their energy, and let's find out if she's able to help them conceive. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so grateful you're here. You just slipped in. I forgot we had chatted that you were on the West Coast and you were Pacific time, but it is 6 a.m. where Ashley is. And I started off the conversation by saying how it's 9 a.m. and I'm so frazzled. And she just quietly sat there, listened to me, and then went, yeah, I totally get it, man. It's 6 a.m. I haven't had coffee. So she is a trooper. I'm so glad that you're on the show. You shared your experience briefly with me, which I stopped you because it was so good. I didn't want to hear any more. I wanted to be surprised. But would you start a little bit from where you're comfortable in the beginning as to how this path came to be?
Sure. I truly feel that my path chose me and there's reason and purpose behind that. And I struggled to conceive in my 20s and thought it would just happen and finally realized this wasn't just going to happen and went to a fertility clinic. And after years of trying, we did conceive twins. And I was so grateful and blessed, but at the same time, it wasn't a route I wanted to go down again. It was draining to my mind and my body and my spirit. And I didn't like the side effects. It felt like an outer body experience versus inner experience. And the joy out of what I thought becoming a parent would be was really a struggle. It took years to get there.
And I think that unless you're in the medical field, and I may be speaking, from ignorance, so please, but and I think this is an interesting topic to unpack, but unless you work in that field, unless you're someone who's going for IVF treatments or for fertility treatments, unless you know someone who's really close to you, you don't really know how painful the procedures are and how fucked up your body gets from the hormone shots and the injections, right? Like, I'm not sure if you had your eggs harvested, that whole process, but that's a surgery, right?
Like, it didn't go that far, but it was going that way. And I remember leaving the clinic and they're like, okay, well, this should have worked by now. We're moving on to the next thing and feeling so deflated and discouraged and like, what was wrong with me? I'm doing everything you're saying. Everything was like down to a science, right? And I was like, this is meant to work. And you really, thinking that at the end of this, there was nothing else left to try. Like I was putting everything into it and I didn't know anything else or any better. And
who was taking care of your mental health? Because that's such a great point. Like when you're going through these treatments, we're thinking physical. I'm assuming you did have hormone injections.
I had Not injections, but I was taking fertility drugs.
Taking fertility drugs. Did that affect like your mood, your...
Oh, absolutely. Everything was heightened and intensified and amplified so much more. And that's why it felt like an outer body experience. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, you have these components that are physical, like it's changing the physical chemistry of your body, right? To create like a habitat so that you can, you know, get pregnant and all of that. And this is like in no way me putting down science, but what I want to highlight is the layers that are going on in a woman's body and how we're not caring for that because we're our eyes are focused on the prize, right? So you've got all of those feelings of shit, there's something wrong with me. I can't conceive. What's wrong with me? I'm broken. Then you've got the, okay, let's make the decision to conceive in a non-conventional way. We need help. Let's make peace with that. Then you've got the, oh my God, this is taking longer. Something must really be wrong with me. Then you've got the physical components of all of the changes. Who's taking care of your mental health during all of this?
Well, that's the piece that's missing. And that's why I feel like the support is so needed, because it is such, it's more than just your physical body. And that's why becoming a holistic fertility coach and how bringing yoga and meditation and energy medicine into my life healed me, released my energy blocks, and allowed me to conceive naturally. And it's only through that awareness and shining that light on where and why I was stuck and how I needed to let that go that, you know, I realized how powerful we are in our ability to heal ourselves and how we can manifest what we truly desire. But we need to sort of get out of our own ways and stop forcing it and trying to make it happen and sort of surrender to the process and allow that to happen. And that's really...
And that's hard when it comes to conceiving, because especially when everyone around you is getting pregnant at a, you know, at a certain age or time, and everyone's doing it so easily, and women joke and can be, you know, insensitive and just say, oh my God, he looked at me, I got pregnant, or, oh, I yawned and the baby came out. Like, that fucking pisses me off, because every story is, you know, is unique. But then you're sitting there going, you know, is my husband going to love me? Is my wife going to love me? Whatever situation that you're in, is my partner going to look at me the same way? I want to bring a child into this world for them, you know, and then going, people are poking and prodding your body. But before you get to that, what's interesting is that you hear a lot of stories, and I shared that with you, and this is no joke, throughout my lifetime, and I'm sure you have as well, you hear people saying, you know, like, we tried to get pregnant for so long, and then finally one day we just kind of not gave up, but we decided that there's enough children in the world and we're going to turn our focus and energy on adoption, and that's what we're going to do. And a few months later, you hear that they conceive naturally. And that's sort of like, they're not forcing it. It's not fear-based anymore. They're going with the flow. They're not swimming against the current.
Yes, absolutely. And I realized how important it is to listen to your body, to tune into your body, to be in sync with your body. And as much as I thought I was, there was a huge disconnect. And that's why it was such a struggle initially. Yeah. And that's why it happened. So, you know, what took me years to achieve took me months. So there's a huge difference there. There was a huge energetic shift in my whole state of being and my whole approach to life. And that's what made the difference. And that's what made it conceiving with ease versus conceiving with like just a hope and a prayer, really.
Yeah. And how do you feel, describe for our listeners, you know, how your pregnancies felt, how the process felt. The first ones you conceived twins with some extra help. Thank you, medical community, but you were not feeling the greatest or the most excited throughout that process. There's a lot of emotional layers versus fast forward your second pregnancy, where you've dealt with the emotional blockages, the energetic blockages, and you're really in alignment with your body. You're taking care of yourself. How did you feel a physical and emotional difference in both those pregnancies? Sorry, I'm choking on my session. I had more coffee. But in both those pregnancies, is there a tangible difference?
There is a night and day difference. You know, I didn't give myself the grace when I finally did to conceive to actually celebrate it, because then I was so full of fear because there was two that I was going to lose them. Or they were going to come early, or that something was going to happen. And I didn't fully embrace or celebrate any of it.
So much fear.
And had a C-section, an emergency C-section. And so that was really hard to look after two babies as a new mom after having a C-section.
I can imagine. So, my second son was an emergency C-section. We can, you know, talk about it a little bit later, the differences between conceiving naturally in a C-section and night and day, the disconnect. That was one. Now having two babies that I can't hold, that I can't bathe, that I can't bond with, because you're all kind of drugged up and you can't walk and you're in pain. That was probably the saddest 48 hours of my life. So my heart really goes out because you have two of them.
And they were on separate floors. They weren't together. Oh, it was really challenging. And I was really hard on myself, like wanting it to, you know, not going with the flow and wanting it to be what it wasn't, instead of just, you know, I was trying my best, but it was really overwhelming at the same time. Versus my second pregnancy was easy conception, no stress, no appointments, no outside intervention, just me being in tune with my body and my breath and listening to my body and adjusting what I needed to do accordingly, and having an easy pregnancy, a natural birth, like going for a hike when my water broke, because I was like, hey, this baby is coming out naturally. I don't want to have another C-section. And, you know, being back at mom and baby yoga 10 days later, it was night and day. And I just, you know, the yoga and opening up my mind and my body just meant a healthier pregnancy, an easier delivery, and a faster recovery.
Absolutely. And you can feel it. My first pregnancy was, you know, there was some fear and there was some uncertainty because I was young, but I loved every, once I accepted it very early and it was like, you know, this is a choice that I'm making and I want this child and there's a reason for everything. The pregnancy was just like, it was like heaven on earth. Like there's nothing I loved more than showing my belly. I was out gardening. I was, you know, there was just, you know, like embodying it, exuding that pregnant goddess, female divine energy. And he was born, you know, 16 hours of labor, which is fair, right? He came out naturally, I guess. And then having the C-section experience where the doctor wanted him, the doctor was going on vacation the following week. He wanted me in the week before. He wanted to start me on Pitocin. He wanted the baby to come out. He didn't want him to wait the extra week because all of the scheduling stuff. And I fell for it. I didn't fight for myself. But before that, the pregnancy with him was completely different. I was stressed. I was really overweight. I was thinking of the guilt that I had this one little boy and how was I going to handle it? And the arguments and the energy was so different. The pregnancy was different. The birth was different, and the trauma on the child. And that's what I want to speak about with you. Do you think that there's a link between how we feel us moms about our pregnancies and how we conceive and the energy transfer to the baby?
Absolutely. 100%.
I feel like I always joke that William was, you know, Tristan was the angel baby. Because, you know, it was like born with a smile, slept 12 hours, like just like, you know, like, is this for real? And Will, we called him the devil baby. And I mean that with all of the love in the heart, but there was only me he wanted to be around. He was very aggressive when he nursed. There was a lot of fear in that baby.
Right.
And it's fast forward to, you know, to what, 12 years later that I can kind of go back and say, ooh, I think I transferred a lot of that fear. That fear came from me. I felt shitty every day of that pregnancy. Not that I didn't love him. I loved the baby. I couldn't wait for him to come out, but every day I felt like crap. So I wonder if you think there's a connection between that fear and...
For sure. I mean, I can see between my twins' little differences, because one was closer to me from the get-go than the other one, and there was guilt there and a feeling of lack, and, you know, like I didn't have enough milk for two babies, you know, so I had enough milk for 1.5 babies, and, you know, all these things we put upon ourselves. And I refused to do that the second time around, you know. It was like, I'm going to do what's best for me, what's best for this baby, and I don't care what the doctors say or anybody else says. I'm going to do what serves me best because I know and I trust now that I will do the right thing. And what is right for me is not right for anybody else, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
The second pregnancy, you know, I was in the middle of my yoga and meditation training and really deep into the meditation. And, you know, he is by far the most chilled out Zen little Buddha baby you've ever met.
Buddha baby.
And it's just like, because he was in my womb when I was doing all this meditation and all this relaxation. So that's just how he arrived. There was no other way.
I wonder that all the time. I'm like, you know, I had both my kids by the age I was, you know, by the time I was 23 and now being 38, I wonder how different it would be at a completely different place in my life, you know, to conceive a baby, to be pregnant and to be with that child when you're no longer like running to keep up with the Joneses or succumbing to the pressure. Like you're just in flow. You're just, you know, sort of the observer of your life. You're more present in the moment. You have more patience because there's no exterior appearances that you have to keep up with. You know what I mean? Like the energy is so different in your late 30s versus your early 20s. And I wonder that. I wonder how Zen the baby would be. But we'll have to watch your clients do it because I'm not sure I'm going to be having any more children. But so what type of women do you work with? Obviously, they're trying to conceive. But what I mean is, where are they on their journey of conception? Are they thinking about it? Are they pregnant? Where are they?
They are usually coming to me sort of when they're about to go to the fertility clinic, right? So, and I think that's a good place to start because, sure, if you need to use the fertility clinic and that's your only way to conceive, then by all means, that's the route for you. But they're only looking after your physical body and you're more than your physical body. So, you know, if you want support through all these procedures and processes and be okay in your mind and body and spirit and help move that energy so it's not just landing in you, because you are not going to conceive if you are stressed. I absolutely can tell you that 100%, and it is stressful. So, you know, you need to be able to find a way to move through that stress so it's not just cortisol endlessly being released into your body, because you know, you're not nourishing your whole body, and that baby is not gonna, you know, take seed if you are so stressed about it and putting so much pressure on yourself, which was exactly what I was doing, you know, every single month.
Yeah. You hear stories of people that it takes them years and years and years. And so, you know, they have a consult with you, and if they're really skeptical about it, would you tell them like, let's work together for 3 months or 4 months, 6 months? How long do you typically work with them? You know, if they're skeptical and they're thinking they're going to the fertility clinic, what's your game plan with them?
So I meet women where they're at. I don't think there's any other way to do it. Every single woman and experience is unique. So we customize a plan for them. And so it is 4 months and they have the option to renew after that, but really focusing on the quality of the eggs and being in your optimal state of health.
Absolutely.
Getting you back into balance and alignment and, you know, pulling all the areas of your life to bring you back to that place where you're in your natural state, where you want to be.
And that's the state you want to be in when you bring a baby into this world. So tell us some of the success stories, some of the results that your clients, you know, have had, and what drives you and what keeps you so passionate about doing this.
I just am so passionate about seeing success, you know, because I know how much they want it. and I know what it means to them, and I know how much they are struggling silently often. Like, I didn't let anybody in from the outside, from the exterior. Yeah. Nothing appears like anything different is going on with you, right? And holding all of that inside yourself isn't helping you. And it really took a big shift for me to realize how much I was hurting myself.
When you're keeping it in, you're creating more blockages.
Absolutely.
You're suppressing the negative emotion. So what are some of the results that your clients are getting? And tell our listeners what, you know, how, what that looks like. You start with them at day one and you create a plan that's customized to them. And then 4 months later, what are they experiencing? Are they at the point of conception?
They're really on the point of being in that place of, I can handle this. Whatever comes next, you know, I've got this. And they're feeling just better in their state of being. And some people haven't, you know, they've come into my Facebook community, and just from meditations I have offered, they haven't necessarily signed up for my program, but I've offered them a mantra, or I've offered them certain things specific to them for where I knew where they were at. And, you know, they're already pregnant. Sometimes you might not need a whole lot. It may just be a shift in, you know, what you're focusing on, and
to have a more peaceful pregnancy.
Yeah, just noticing, like, if you can catch those negative loops that are running around in your mind and short circuit them, which is how yoga meditation helps, then you begin to just find more ease and peace within, no matter what is happening. You know, the pandemic, infertility, there will always be something that you're sort of coming up against. But, you know, how are you facing that? How are you showing up for that?
It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to. We, you know, as women, we are a part of creation. We are so divine. We are connected to source. We are co-creators with God or source or the universe or whatever you call it. We are divine beings. And if we can just step into that for a hot second and remember that as we're trying to conceive a child and we're bringing children into the world, as opposed to, this is what needs to be done. I'm 35. My career is going well. You know, all of these things that are imposed, these thought processes that are imposed on us by society. My husband's always really wanted kids. I didn't really want kids, but I want to give him a child because just shift your focus from, we are co-creating. We are the vessels in which life is brought on to earth. Like, there's no fucking greater job or position, or I don't even know what the word is, like the gift. It doesn't mean it's not hard. It doesn't mean it's not difficult. It doesn't mean it's not challenging. It doesn't mean that the pressures are not real. But if we can think about that just for a few seconds, as we think about conceiving and being pregnant, like, we got to give ourselves a pat on the back here.
Absolutely. We don't give ourselves enough credit, and it's to stop looking externally for all the answers and solutions and find that stillness and that quietness within, and the answers are inside. Like,
when you're feeling broken, you look at your, you know, your husband or your male partner, and you can go, can you carry a child? No. So, you know, you just enjoy the moment, because that's, we kind of have to, I feel like I'm seeing a garden. You know, like, you don't just run in March or April. I'm in, you know, Canada, in Eastern Canada, but that's when we start to get the garden beds ready. And then by Victoria Day, May long weekend, everybody gets their seedlings in the ground. You don't just like walk up to the garden, dump a bunch of seeds, cross your fingers and pray that it sprouts, right? No. Like, you turn the soil, you'll go get some, how do you call it? Fertilizer, maybe. You'll plant out the seeds, you'll plant out the rose. This is our body. We have to give our bodies and prepare our womb for this beautiful little seedling. And that may be clearing out the old energy and clearing out the cobwebs from our past traumas.
For sure. Yeah. It's really, you know, if it's not happening, there's a reason it is not happening. And it's really creating that warm and inviting space within for that seed to take root and for, you know, to let go of anything that you're holding on to in your chakras that is just blocking you. You know,
I love
that. Letting that go and realize it's holding you back and keeping you out of alignment. And as soon as you can shift these things, life flows a lot easier.
It flows and it grows. I love this topic and conversation, and I can't wait to have you back on. And I feel like there's so many, you know, so many more nuggets of wisdom you can share with us. But for our listeners, can you share with us how they can find you? Do you have a website, social media? All of her contact information will be in the show notes, but just so they can hear it from you.
Sure. If you want to join the Holistic Fertility Facebook group, it is for anyone, a supportive community to just be welcomed and around other women who are going through what you're going through. So I will provide all my other contact details afterwards, but truly know that you're not alone. There are so many women out there in the same boat as you, and you don't have to suffer silently, and you don't have to do it alone. And we truly are stronger together, and you can get there faster the more you allow support and love into your life.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much, Ashley, for being here with me today and sharing your story and your nuggets of wisdom with our listeners. I'm very grateful.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too.